This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
Featuring at this year's Wangaratta Festival of Jazz and Blues will be a cross-cultural collaboration. There's actually a number of them happening this year, but one of them will be between musicians from Australia and India, led by Sydney-based saxophonist Matt Keegan. The three C's combine the traditional Bengali folk music of the Bol people with contemporary jazz. It's my pleasure to welcome to Bent Notes the leader of the three C's, saxophonist, arranger, composer, as well as a touring musician, Matt Keegan. Welcome.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me on the show.
My pleasure indeed, Matt. Now, before we get onto the three C's, I was checking out your website and I was impressed with the manner in which you describe your discovering of a student's inherent musical talent before you actually start teaching. I thought that was marvellous. Now, you start by talking about an honest appraisal of their musical abilities. How does that work?
Well, I think it's more about just cluing in to what's going on, you know, in themselves and around themselves, because sometimes our brains can trick us into what we think is possible and what actually is possible. You know, anything is possible, but you've got to know what your foundations are before you you can spread your wing. It's just about finding out, you know, what musician can actually do in reality, rather than just sort of have it, say, on somewhere stored on their phone or you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
You know, in your imagination, because I'm a musician and I've, you know, grown up imagining things that I wish I could play, but to actually be able to play them takes a lot of hard work sometimes.
So, a lot of hard work indeed. How do you find your students take this honest appraisal? Do they take offence at being told that they're not quite as good as they thought they were?
Not really. I usually find people find it a bit of a sigh of relief. It's not about being as good as they thought they were. It's more about just being, not having to put up a show, if that makes sense.
It does
indeed.
When
we're having lessons. Because, you know, musicians are often standing on stage. It's quite a vulnerable place to be, especially for a young musician. Once you've got a few battle scars, you're all right. A bit older. Yeah. But for a youngie, it can be pretty brutal. And you know, you come off stage and you can be pretty harsh on yourself often. And so when you come into a safe environment like my teaching studio, where you can just sort of, you know, we just gently look at what's going on, and we just try and we're only trying to get better, and, you know, and become better, make better music for all Australians.
Exactly. Now, do you use a similar philosophy when you're considering a new project such as the Three C's?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, this project's a little bit different, and I mean, I've learnt a lot more from those guys than they've probably learnt from me. But we're all friends. Just going to India for the first time was a pretty eye-opening experience, very humbling experience, and I was lucky enough to have a family. Not family connection, but it was a very close family friend, and her family I got to meet in India, and that gave me it can really help to have someone open some doors for you in a place, any place in the world. And I was very lucky to get some help from my friend Sutopa. Yeah, I've made some wonderful friends, and we're making some wonderful music. That was 10 years ago we first met, and here we are about to do our tour starting in a couple of weeks.
Indeed, you are quite a few stops on that tour as well, including Wangaratta. When you were considering the three C's, what drove you to consider the Indian music with contemporary jazz and not some other nationality?
I did a lot of travelling, and it just grabbed me for some reason. It's hard to explain. It's just the place and the people. And it's more about my relationship with those particular three musicians, actually, rather than India per se.
Yeah.
But I was having such a good time there, and I met these guys, and they're wonderful people, but also fantastic musicians. And it's more about that connection on a personal level that sort of made me want to, I thought, wow, yeah, we could really make something here with some of my friends from Australia, and in combination with some of these with these three guys, and that's what we've managed to do. But it's beyond, you know, the Indian music has something to do with it, but it's more about the personalities, personally, for me anyway.
The personalities being able to merge together to cross the cultures and work together.
Yeah, and particularly the guys are they're folk musicians, so they're very very earthy people, and there's not too much. You know, they're very easygoing. There's an Australian, you know, they were very similar to the way we approach life here in Australia. The guys, you know, it's laid back, and especially from West Bengal, you know, from Kolkata. The drummer, he's in the rock and pop scene in Kolkata. He plays the drum kit, and he writes movie scores and plays in a quite a well-known rock band. And so he's, you know, I've got a lot in common with him, and he helped bridge the gap between some of the Western styles of music and the traditional folk music from that part of the world as well. So he's a good conduit, because he understands both sides of the picture, you know. So I rely on him to help me translate some of the information, you know.
Well, before we continue chatting, Matt, why don't we have a listen to some of the music we're talking about? Let's have a listen to a minute or so of Fathers, Sons and Brothers from the Three Sons.
Thank you.
Is there anything in this we should be listening for particularly?
Well, I was just talking about the drummer, Gabu, and this is his song. He wrote this song, and it features an Aussie guitarist called Ben Haltman. I don't know if you know Ben, but he's a fantastic musician. He sat in the studio, and so he's playing 12-string guitar in this track, and it's written by the drummer.
Fathers, Sons and Brothers from the Three Cs on Joy 94.9. Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au. Matt, a beautiful piece of music. We might just let it go in the background there, I reckon.
Yeah, sounds nice, doesn't it? It's nice to hear it finally. I'm excited. That's the first time it's ever been played on anywhere.
Oh, it's a premiere.
Well, it certainly is, yeah. We haven't released it yet. We're releasing officially on an Indian record label. In a month, I'll have stuff ready here to sell in a week or so. But yeah, it's definitely a premiere.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you very much for enabling us to do that. That means we have premiered Ball Country as well as Fathers, Sons and Brothers here on Joy 94.9.
Well, wonderful. I'm very stoked.
It's a thrill, a thrill indeed for me here at Bent Notes. Who are the band members and what have they contributed to the ensemble overall in terms of not just their musicianship but their contribution with the way it works?
Yeah, well, I talked briefly there about Gaurav, the drummer, who composed this song and his contribution. There's a young, our lead singer is a young man, his name is Roger Das. And he comes from the Bol tradition of Indian, wandering minstrels they're almost mystic musicians, really. They travel around singing songs and they have their own religion. Not that I pertain to know too much about it, because it's quite mysterious. And as Raja can't speak much English, it's hard to get information out of him. But when I hear him sing, it certainly sounds fantastic.
It does.
And so he's our lead singer, and he plays a wonderful instrument called the kamuk.
What is a kamuk?
A kamuk is like an African talking drum.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but it serves that purpose and role in a way. But it's you strum it and pull strings, but it's a percussion instrument. It's quite a fantastic thing. If you look for the Three Cs on YouTube, you can find us playing, and you'll be able to see him playing it there. And the other singer in the band, his name is Deoshish Mothi, and he's actually of Nepalese descent. So his parents are Nepali, and he was born in India. So he's an Indian, Nepali heritage. And he's got a whole bunch of sort of folk songs from that part of the world in the mountains there. Still from West Bengal, but a different part, further north, in the foothills of the Himalayas near Darjeeling. And yeah, he's an amazing musician and an amazing person. He's actually recently written the alphabet song for the Nepali alphabet, if that makes sense. So that's one of the projects he's doing. He's trying to help literacy young kids, Nepali kids, learn their native tongue. So he's up there doing work like that.
What a great way to do it, with music.
Yeah, and he puts together, he's got a community choir made up of kids. He's a special person, and he's a fantastic composer in his own right, and he's a very interesting, fun guy, and I've really enjoyed getting to know him and make some music, and he's a big part of the project as well. So it's amazing to have three such different people from different parts of India come together as well. Those three guys are from different, you know, and when it combines with myself and Steve Elphick, your listeners may be familiar with Steve. He's a bit of a stalwart of the Sydney jazz scene and well-known to jazz musicians around Australia, actually. Steve, he's a fantastic musician, and he's been involved in many projects over the years, and he's helping me out in this project with his beautiful bass playing to make up the five of us.
Yeah.
And so we're touring in Australia. We're doing Wangaratta on the, I think it's the 2nd, Friday the 2nd.
It is indeed.
Sunday.
Yep.
We're in Adelaide in between, so it'll be pretty tough. And then we're off with Sydney show on Diwali at the Art Gallery, and
yes.
Then we're off to Cairns and some other places. And then we're actually off to India to tour. To all over India as well.
Oh, wonderful. How is this combination of their folk music with contemporary jazz looked at in India?
Well, we'll find out. The guys seem pretty excited to have us over. I mean, you know, there's a fine tradition of Western musicians going over to India and doing collaborations. Most of them are generally with classical musicians, so this one has a slightly different bent, but we're it's a well-worn path. I've learned a lot from the people who've done it before, and I'm currently studying, actually, with some music, doing a PhD, and my supervisor is the fantastic Sandy Evans
and another
gentleman called John Napier, and Sandy and John both have ties to Indian music, and so I've got a lot of support around me and guidance, you know, so I'm
fantastic.
I'm very lucky in that regard.
Very lucky indeed. And you'll be even luckier up in Wangaratta with that trip in the middle, one day to Adelaide and back. That'll be a quick trip.
it will be, but you better do what you got to do sometime.
Now, the three C's are performing twice at this year's Wangaratta Festival of Jazz and Blues, Friday night at 9:30, November 2 in the hall, where I happen to know the MC very well, so I'm taking notes here, and again in the theatre on Sunday night at 8 p.m. What can we expect in those two performances there, Matt? Is it pretty much the album?
Well, yeah, we'll be playing mostly from the album, but I've been commissioned to write some new music for the band, and so I've been beavering away getting that ready. And so I'm going to, you know, and when the guys get here and we start rehearsing, we'll have a brief rehearsal period, we'll get some new music as well. So there'll be some premieres there of some new work. And when we get together, because it's such a special occasion, it's always quite electrifying to be able to get on stage with the guys because they're amazing performers.
It's not as if you can just drop your hat and meet around the corner every night, is it?
This is true.
Yeah.
So we're very grateful for the opportunity to be able to. Wangaratta has really done us a great service there. Adam and Zoe, and, Frank, the artistic director, I'm really grateful to them for involving us, because it's a really big deal to get something like this going, and you need the support of something, you know, a big organisation like Wangaratta. Someone has to believe in it to make it happen, so I'm very grateful for them.
And they're obviously believing in it because there are a number of cross-cultural expertises being expressed this year at the festival. So for more details about the three C's, we can go to the3csmusic.com. For more about yourself, Matt, we can go to mattkeeganmusichub.com. It's very interesting. I did enjoy reading through there. And, of course, for details and tickets to the Wangaratta Festival, we can check out wangarattajazz.com. Matt Keegan, thank you for your time tonight here on Bent Notes. I am looking forward to seeing and hearing the three C's in the Performing Arts Centre Hall in Wangaratta, where I have the pleasure of emceeing your set. But I would have to say a very big thank you for your assistance and chat here tonight on Bent Notes.
Oh, well, thank you for having me on Bent Notes. And David, I look forward to meeting you on... that's great to know. Well, we've met now and
we have.
It'll be great to on the second there in Wangaratta. I can't wait. I'm pretty excited, actually. I'm really... Now it's starting to sink in, you know. Sometimes it takes a while for these things. You don't believe it's going to happen until it gets this close, anyway.
It's getting very close indeed. My guest on Bent Notes has been saxophonist Matt Keegan.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.